This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله أكبر. بسم الله. بسم الله. بسم الله. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، وبارك اللهم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما يا كريم. Inshallah, we're going to begin with hadith number 21. Hadith number 21. This hadith, last time we just covered portions of the hadith, but then we didn't read the hadith in total. And some of the brothers wanted that we actually cover that hadith too, so we'll cover that. The hadith has been mentioned to us by Abdullah ibn Buraida radiallahu anhu. He says, سَمِعْتُ Abi, I heard my father, i.e. Buraida, I heard my father Buraida yaqul, say, جاء سلمان الفارسي إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Salman al-Farisi, he came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now what's really interesting about Salman al-Farisi is that we don't know his father's name. We don't have any mention of his father's name. And that is why in another narration, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he asked him, right? People said, oh, you know, the Arabs used to really pride themselves of like father's name, like I have a qabila and I have a nasab and I can go back and this is my father and grandfather and so on and so forth. So the Sahaba, they kind of felt like, okay, wait a minute, like where do you belong? Like, you know, we don't even know your nasab, we don't know your lineage. To respond to that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Salmanu minna. He is from the family of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He attributed him to the family of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Salman al-Farisi, which is an indication of the fact that he was from Faris. What is Faris? Iran and Persia. حين قدم المدينة سلمان الفارسي رضي الله عنه, he came to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. When Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم came to Medina, this incident takes place in the first Hijrah, first year of Hijrah. So this incident takes place 1 year after he had come. سلمان الفارسي at this point had been sold to 12 masters that were Jews. And right now he was with the master, somebody from Banu Qurayza. At that particular time, you had, whenever you say the word Jews or Yahud, at the time of Rasulullah, Al-Yahud Arba. As the Seerah books, they'll tell you, Al-Yahudu Arba. Jews, there were four categories. Banu Qurayza is one. That was an area of Qurayza and they were that tribe. Who's the second one? Banu Qaynuqa, okay, Banu Qurayza, Banu Qaynuqa, and you had Banu Nadir, and the fourth one were the Jews of Khaybar. So these were the four qaba'il or tribes of Jews that existed at the time of Rasulullah. This particular time, Salman al-Farisi, he belonged to, he was a slave to a person who was from the qabila of Banu Qurayza. So he comes, i.e. Salman al-Farisi, to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, بِمَائِدَةٍ عَلَيْهِ رُطَبٍ. He brings dates to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In specific, he brings the dates that are called rutab. The Arabs, they have various different names for different stages of dates. So when the date is in its very early stage, primary early stage, those dates are called balah. They're like yellow or red in color and they're crunchy and juicy. And they feel like, you know, they feel like something has cut your mouth when you eat them. Like, you know, they have a dry aftertaste. So those are called balah. Now, after balah, the next stage is the stage of rutab, which is when that balah, it starts becoming soft. Aywa, tamar. Aywa, balah huwa min at-tamr. Naam. And when that balah, when that date that is hard and crunchy starts becoming soft, it's literally like really soft. It can be like you mushed with your hand. That stage is called rutab. After that, a stage which it becomes hard and the moisture content evaporates, that stage is called tamr, date. And there's a fourth stage which is only found in Desi culture, which is chwara, which breaks your teeth. There's no moisture content in it. And I don't know why they serve it when the groom is getting married. Huh? No, they give it out, like sometimes they add chwara in like a basket. I'm like, what is that, Habibi? I either give me a balah, give me a rutab, give me a tamar, you give me a, like a bone crusher date. Like, you know, you put it in your mouth, you know, you have to go to a dentist after. Right, so that's a chwara. That doesn't exist. I told you, I once was with my sheikh. I don't know if I told you guys this. I was with my sheikh, and you know, the first time my sheikh says to me, Sa'azuruk, I'm going to come to your house. I was like, mashallah, my sheikh is going to come to my house. So I went, I bought some dates from a baqala, from like a grocery store. And I prepared the Arabic coffee and dates, and the sheikh is like, ma hadha? said Sheikh Tamar. He said, "Hada حق النياق." These dates, you feed camels, not humans. Right? Literally, those were the same dates that we feed on a shadi. Those hard dates. Then the Sheikh takes me out and then he gives me like a 1 hour dars on tamar. Right? He says, this is called sa'af, this is called sa'af in nakhl, this is called this. And then subhanAllah, that was very interesting. He took me in a ride into the date palm trees and explained to me every single thing and stuff like that. And that's how I learned this. So anyhow, so he comes with rutab to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Salman. Very interesting over here. Rasulullah has not met Salman al-Farisi before. He does not know Salman al-Farisi. This is the first meeting of Salman al-Farisi with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet he knows the name of Salman al-Farisi. And he says, Ya Salman. And over here, the ulama, they talk about two things. Right? Again, this hadith can be found in many authentic narrations. And one of the things they say is, أولاً Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, either this was a wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah sent a wahi to him that his name is Salman. The second, which I think is a lot more credible, is the hadith from in Bukhari and Muslim, which talks about that not a single one of us, we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. When we say this, when we say, sallallahu ala Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allah has appointed an angel at the grave of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that angel, he says, to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, Fulan ibn Fulan, this person, the son of this person, the son of this person, sallam alayk. He has sent salam to you. So in the hadith it says, and he responds to that. He says, wa alayhi salam. So the ulama, like for example, if you look at Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, he talks about it, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the fact that he is the Nabi, Allah has made him acquainted with even the names of every single one of his followers who send salat to him. And he will always be aware of that because of this hadith. Every single time somebody says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, he will know that. So when you meet him on the day, when you say, I am Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Salim, he would know who you are. He would not know you facially, but he would know that you have sent me this many salams. Right? The second thing Ibn Hajar says, that there is no, every single one of us, we seek accolades, we seek recognition for our children. So if our children is recognized by the mayor of the city or somewhere, and the mention is, oh, this daughter or this son of yours, who is the son of so-and-so, and the daughter of so-and-so, then you feel an honor that your name has been mentioned in the presence of